Hello?
Hey, Rach, it's me.
Hi.
Okay, I just got to Chandler's room, and I caught him molesting himself.
Oh, that couldn't have been pretty. But you know, guys do that.
Yeah? Well, the weird part is, he was getting off to a shark attack show.
No.
Yes, Chandler watches shark porn.
Watching sharks? Are you sure that's what he was doing?
Do you know how many times I've seen him jump up like that? Believe me, I know what he was doing.
Man, sharks. I always knew there was something weird about that dude. But you promised to love him no matter what.
What means, like, if he gets a disease or kills someone. Not if he gets his jollies to Jaws.
Oh. You know what, ho honey? Guys are just different. They like things that we can't understand. You know, I once dated this guy who wanted to pretend that he was an archaeologist and that I was this naughty cavewoman who he unfroze from a block of ice.
Ooh, are you talking about my brother?
Yeah, I didn't disguise that very well, did I?
Hey.
Listen
to this. When I went with this girl last night, halfway through our date, I realized I already slept with her.
So basically, you've slept with all the women in New York, and now you're just going around again?
Yeah, but that's not even the weird part. I don't think she remembered sleeping with me.
But you don't remember sleeping with her.
Yeah, but she should remember sleeping with me. I am very memorable. You guys know.
Well, how do we know? We've never slept with you.
And whose fault is that?
Deal. You forgot, she forgot. Maybe you were having an off night.
Hey! I never have an off night, okay? Although, sometimes if I'm a little bloated, I don't feel that sexy. But even then, I'm better than most.
Hey, why don't you just let it go and ask her out again?
Yeah, you're both so slutty, you don't even remember who you slept with. You're made for each other.
Interesting. All right, well, I'll go out with her again, and I'll try to get past it. Yeah. No salt, bloaty.
Joey?
What?
Joey, you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute, what was the Little Mermaid?
It's open!
Hey.
Hey! Michael, we're going out again! Yay! Yay!
Thing.
Yeah.
I went to talk to Mike.
What? What did you do, Ross?
Oh boy, you got mad at that part. I went over there, you know, to tell him how great you are. But well, you know me, blah 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 blah. And I ended up telling him that
what?
You had a 6-year-long relationship with a guy named Vikram.
What? Why?
Well, he seemed to bum hard when I told him that you'd never been in a serious relationship.
If you hadn't just had a baby with my best friend, I swear to Lucifer, a rabid dog would be feasting on your danglers right now.
See, I think you'll feel differently when you know a little bit about Vikram. Okay, he's a kite designer. And he used to date Oprah.
I'm not going along with some lie you made up, Ross. No, I'm just going to be honest with him.
Good. Yeah, just be honest with him.
Yeah, I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh.
Okay, so, all right, I haven't been in a relationship that lasted longer than a month. Okay, I haven't had a real boyfriend. You know, if he can't handle it, then he can leave. Which he will. And, you know, that's okay, so I'll just be alone forever. You know, all right, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll go on walking tours with widows and lesbians.
All good.
Okay.
know, I'm trying to remember the last time I opened a door and you weren't there.
Phoebe, are you okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, there's just, there's something you should know. Vikram just called.
So it was really a shock after 25 years of marriage, my parents, a perfect couple, getting divorced. I kind of took it the hardest because I was the youngest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, sure, yeah. How can you not remember me?
What?
How could you not remember that we slept together?
What? When?
I don't know.
I really, really think I would remember sleeping with you.
Come on, come on. Search your brain, all right? It was a certain amount of time ago. Okay, I was here, you were here, we had sex here, 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 not there. Anything?
No, it's not ringing any bells.
My God, woman. How many people do you have to have been with not to remember any of this?
Hey, Haley, we really gotta fix that doorknob. Joey?
Oh! I slept with you! And you obviously remember me. Hey, I still got it. So we're good. I'll let myself out.
And I said, okay, Vikram, you can't just call every time you get lonely. You know? You gave up that right when you slept with Rachel.
Wait, Rachel, I thought she just had a baby with Ross.
Yeah, well. Yeah. You know, but Emma's birth certificate might say Geller, but her eyes say Mukherjee.
That is so wrong. And on top of that, he's a glue sniffer? Mm.
I know, but he calls and my heart goes to him. You know, that bastard is one smooth-talking freelance kite designer.
If you want, you know, I'll mess him up for you.
You would do that?
Yeah, unless he's big. I mean, if he's really big, I'll send him a rude letter. I think there's somebody better out there for you. I mean, I'm not saying me, but maybe me. Oh. And you don't have to worry about glue sniffing with me. Although I do smell the occasional magic marker. Yeah, anyway, I think I can make you happy.
Okay, I can't do this.
What's wrong?
Well, there is no Vikram. Ross made him up. Because I really never have been in a long-term relationship. I've never lived with a guy. I've never even celebrated an anniversary. So, yeah, if that's too weird for you, and you want to leave, I totally understand. In fact, I'll close my eyes and make it less awkward. You kissed me. Uh-huh. So you don't think I'm a total freak?
Well, look, can I think you're a little weird and also cool for telling me the truth and also want to kiss you?
I guess so. Can I think it's cool that you kissed me and also want to kiss you again? And be a little concerned about the magic markers?
No, definitely.
This is Vikram. I need to talk to you about the long-term relationship we had. Call me. I am in my kite-making studio.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Hey. How was your flight?
Oh, it was great. I ordered a pool float from the Sky Mall. Why'd I do that?
Here, why don't you sit down? Get yourself comfortable, because I have a little surprise for you.
Well, well, well.
must be 5 in Tulsa because it's 6 o'clock in NYC.
Okay, this is how much I love you.
The great white.
Honey, why am I watching a bunch of sharks swimming around?
No, is this not the good part? Do you want me to fast forward to something toothier?
No, I'm just not sure that you got the right movie, that's all.
Oh, this is the only one they had at our video store. Well, but they did have something called Crocodile Killers. Or does it always have to be sharks?
Does what always have to be sharks?
Honey, we could do something else. Do you want me to get into the tub and thrash?
What's going on?
Sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. I still love you. Let me be a part of this.
Let me be a part of this.
I saw what you were doing in Tulsa. Angry sharks turn you on.
No, they don't.
Then why were you watching them and giving yourself a treat?
Oh, my God. When you came in, I switched the channel. I was just watching regular porn.
Really?
Yes, just some good old-fashioned American girl-on-girl action.
Can I tell you how happy that makes me?
You are an amazing wife. No, really, you are amazing. I mean, you were actually going to do this for me? I mean, where do you find the strength and the understanding for something like that?
I'm very, very drunk right now.
See, ordinarily, I would talk to her, but my confidence is shaken. Did I sleep with her? Did I not sleep with her?
You know, maybe this is a wake-up call. You know, about your whole dating attitude. You're in your 30s and you have never been in a long-term relationship. You know, you go from woman to woman, meaningless experience to meaningless experience, never even worrying that it doesn't turn into something more serious.
You're right. I love my life. Actually did sleep with her.